one of the most influential women in business in South Africa, Hixonia Nyasulu is rapidly developing an international reputation as a board member with integrity and drive. In this weekly podcast, Hixonia talks to Darren Moore about the Boardroom 101 tips that she's gathered throughout her many years in business.
Hello, Hixonia.
Hello, Darren.
Good to see you again.
Good to see you.
Hixonia, we're going to come back to this thing of mentoring.
Right.
You've been a mentor, and many people have been your mentor.
Right.
But what are the benefits, again, for mentoring someone? What does the mentor have to gain?
Okay. The mentor, if they are properly paired with somebody who might be junior in the organization but has a lot to teach the wiser gray head, The benefits are immense. And reverse mentoring, as it is called these days, where younger people who've just come into the workplace and haven't got the experience and the know-how that the older people have, are now more and more being paired with the more experienced people so that they can teach them about the world.
Oh, so
of
that's
the millennials.
Everyone's learning. Both are learning.
Everyone is learning. Absolutely. You're mentoring each other. And not only are you mentoring each other, but the older people, and generally they are struggling. The more senior executives, they're struggling with the new life that the millennials are so used to, the digital life. So they're struggling with technology. They're struggling with understanding social media platforms. They're struggling with understanding how technology can improve operations, how technology can improve profits within the organization. And who better to teach them
than
people to whom this is like second, who were born into it.
Yeah.
And it is second nature to them. And so companies around the world have now discovered the value of reverse mentoring, where the mentors are now being mentored by the younger generation, by the mentees. So the mentor has become the mentee.
Oh, I like it.
And it is becoming very popular. And it starts off with literally the two people sitting in a room initially, and the senior executive being able to say to the new person or the younger person who's going to mentor them, what are their needs? What are they most afraid of? I think in one of the sessions I did, I spoke about how, you know, the average age of a board of directors or an executive committee, an exco of a company, is probably 50-something-ish. And on the board, it's even worse. I mean, I think average age is about 58, 60. And so you can understand the impact when companies now have to deal in a space where technology looms so large, and you have people at the top of the organization who, for starters, fear technology, and secondly, don't understand it fully and are supposed to make decisions about it.
Yeah.
And so it is so much easier to say no, because you have the power to say no when you sit on the board, but you're saying no to things simply because you don't understand them. You don't understand how they would add value to the company. And what you have done is basically deprive the company of the opportunity to grow.
Yeah.
And so it has become very important for the older generation to be mentored by younger people, but also people from different backgrounds to be paired together. Yes. But what both of them gain is, generally, the young person coming into the organization has no chance ever of meeting the CEO, meeting a senior executive. They might, you know, be in the lift together once in a while, and they'll probably find a corner of the lift behind the CEO and stand quietly. So after good morning, that's the end of it.
That was the engagement.
But it then gives them the chance, because they've now built a relationship with this person, the senior person that they're mentoring. So it gives them a chance at the end of their session to be saying, you know, I've been meaning to ask you this. And they now have access to information. Now they can send an email to the CEO that they would have been afraid before to send an email to, because they've established a relationship.
Exactly.
So it's really, really important that companies have a strategy for reverse mentoring.
Absolutely. I like it. Thank you, Hixonia.
My pleasure.
For more information on Hixonia, visit htothepowerofyou.com.